In this week's Tell Me a Story, reporter Tom Forrest meets, by chance, an American woman. She's come to Australia to play, coach and umpire hockey in Western Australia as a job.
My name's Andrea and I'm from the United States, East Coast.
Now, you've just rocked into Broome. Can I ask, where were you before Broome?
I was living in Perth, in Scarborough.
And how exactly did you end up in Perth, in Australia?
I play hockey, and hockey kind of brought me here. I had a coach email me about mid-February. I didn't think the email was real. I thought it was kind of just a bit of a hoax, so I didn't respond. He ended up finding me on Facebook, and I was like, okay, this might be real. It might be real.
A club in Perth have reached out to you and asked if you'd like to come to Perth to play hockey, is it?
Yeah, so they offered me to coach some teams around the area, play hockey, and just kind of show up, and that's what I did. Yeah, it's pretty much a job. They fly you over, they give you a place to live, they give you a car, and they pay you to coach to play, and that's kind of how I've been living.
It's not very often you get to turn your hobby or, you know, the sport you play into a job. What was it like getting paid to play hockey pretty much in Western Australia here?
I mean, it's kind of really the dream. Really. If I wasn't playing, I was coaching. If I wasn't coaching, I was umpiring. If I wasn't umpiring, I was watching. My entire life revolves around hockey, and it's something I was able to enjoy and do, and it's hard work, but it's something I love, so it's worth it.
What did playing hockey in college do for you?
Not only did it put me financially through school, but it gave me just a sense of accomplishment, really. You grow up, go through your club system, like you get recruited, you travel all over the States to play hockey, and you walk away with some of the best friends and the best college experience. Like, if you get recruited, schools have different amounts of money, just the same as American football or baseball. They can give you full ride, they can give you half percentage, and if you're good enough, they'll offer you money, and you have the opportunity to increase that money every year, and that's kept me going through it too. And I also got my master's while I was coaching hockey, and that paid for my school too.
What was it like to come and play in Western Australia, in Perth?
It's been great. Perth is actually pretty much what I think the hockey hotbed of Australia. That's where the national teams train. That's where some of the best hockey players are. And it's really stepped up my hockey knowledge.
What would you say for young people out there who really love their sport and really want to pursue it? What advice would you give them?
Just keep going. There's so much advantage to doing multiple sports, being just athletic in what you do, and then just keep going. I think there's a lot of opportunities all over the world to play. It's just you got to keep going after what you want and you'll get there.
Do you think hockey is something you want to keep going at and try to pursue more even eventually?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to play until I can't anymore. That's kind of the purpose of me coming over here. I stopped playing for 2 years and I was just coaching and I realized I was insane. I'm still really young and able to, and my body still works, so why not?
A lot of young people in my experience, I feel, you know, especially just picking it, you know, dropping everything you do and leaving, especially to another country, to just dive right into it by yourself. What's that been like? Has it been easy or hard?
I just think there's so much to do and so much life to live. And I see a lot of people at home just stay and do their jobs. And it's just something I've wanted to pick up and go. And the thing is, for me, like, you can always go back home, but there's not always chances like this. And if I didn't have hockey, I probably would not have been living here for this long or doing this for this long. So sometimes you just got to go for it.
It sounds like you really take opportunities and you just go for them. What would you give advice to the younger people when it comes to opportunities?
Go. Just go. You never know if you're going to get the opportunity again, and sometimes you just got to take the risk. Just got to go for it. Take the plunge, and if it doesn't work, go back home. Try again.
Absolutely. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for that, and enjoy the rest of the time in the Kimberley.
Thank you.
Andrea, for Tell Me a Story this week, speaking to Tom Forrest about leaving the United States to move to Western Australia to pursue her passion for hockey.